to tell you, one of the things that really struck me was how much I love my wife. And see, it's difficult to even still talk about it, but you come to a point, you realize how important this person is to you, and you will do anything.
Well, hi there. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and this is Intentional Living. And today we're going to be talking about being blindsided by life. Yesterday, Dr. Greg and his wife, LaFon Jantz, talked about being blindsided by cancer. And today we're going to be asking you, have you ever been blindsided by life? And if you were, may not have been cancer. It could be a loss of a job. It could have been a reversal in your marriage. It could have been something that just unexpectedly blindsided you. What was it, and what did you do about it? And yesterday, Dr. Greg and his wife, LaFon Jantz, joined us and talked about it. We had such an outpouring of calls that we couldn't even begin to get to, and so much activity on Facebook. We wanted to sort of keep the theme going through today, to give you a chance to share with us. And what did you learn? You know, everybody's blindsided. Everybody's blindsided. Accident. You can't even get through a lifetime without a few car accidents and fender benders. But sometimes they're much more serious in terms of a loss of job, a loss of a spouse, loss of a child. Loss. It comes in forms of loss. And how do you respond to it? We're going to get to your calls. You can join us at 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Steve. About 5 months ago, I was at the doctor's office and I heard the word that everybody dreads to hear, cancer. For about a week, I struggled with it, worrying, praying, scared. And as I was praying one day, about a week after finding out about it, the Lord brought to mind things that had happened in my past life. You would think that he had brought forth the good times, but he didn't. He brought to mind all of the bad times that had happened in my life. The times when everything was going wrong, rock bottom, and I was praying for help, for his intervention. And he showed me that every time that I had prayed, he answered those prayers. Almost always, those answers were different than what I had hoped for or thought I would get. Not only were they different, sometimes they were totally the opposite of what I was asking for. Then he showed me that each and every one of those answers in the long term were better than anything that I was asking for. And then he showed me that he doesn't change. He's always the same. And why would I worry about something like this when he'd already answered my prayers, and that no matter what happened, no matter how it turned out, it was going to be for the better? And he took away all of the fear, and I have joy now, even though that I'm dealing with the cancer. And I know that no matter what happens, it's going to bring glory to God. And I wanted to share this with the world, hoping that maybe this will help somebody else that's going through this.
Well, you have been helpful. Thank you. Your stories continue to flood in, by the way, and our storyline is often filled to capacity, and that's good. And we get a chance to in turn, put those on the air so you can share with others. We believe that this thing of living intentionally is supporting one another, making the next right one decision that honors Christ, and then moving on it. And when you get blindsided, boy, you better be intentional. If you're going to be random or chaotic or go with whatever just feels right to you at that moment, you're going to get bit. Now, this is a time to be very intentional in life. Karina is in Georgia, our first caller on the air here today. Karina, welcome from Georgia.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call. I understand the cold weather dips way down into Georgia even today.
Oh, huh? It is nuts. I tell you what, I just got back from Oklahoma a week, and I was one step ahead of that freezing rain. But as soon as I got home, it almost felt like I was in the Arctic.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen in Georgia, should it?
Right.
All right. Well, we're talking about being blindsided. How have you guys been blindsided, and what have you learned?
Well, you know, Dr. Carlson, all my life I have had just little things pop up, big ones, little ones, medium-sized ones, you know. And I guess it started when I was a child. I just began to praise. And my mama always took me to a church. She always had us in Sunday school. And so hymns and psalms and spiritual songs in my, you know, in my head, in my heart. And when something traumatic would spring up, I would just automatically go into that praise. And, you know, God says he inhabits the praises of his people. And sometimes we just forget that. Yeah. And you know, you want to do a Bible study. You want to do, you know, run to a pastor. But sometimes you're all alone. The situation is unbearable. And we've had 6 suicides, my husband and I, between our families.
Wow.
In the 32 years we've been together, either on his side or mine. That's tough stuff.
Yes, it is.
That's really tough stuff to handle. And, you know, some of those we saw sort of coming, some of those we didn't. We lost a child. We've just been down a rough road. Both of us come from really rough backgrounds, alcoholism, drug addiction, abuse. And, you know, the Lord has been just that platform. He has been the strength in both of our lives. And that praise to me was just instrumental and carrying me through.
Well, you're talking about really intentionally worshiping and praising for people who are Christians, but they don't quite understand that. How does that look? How does worship or praising God actually look?
Well, the Word says in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, you know, and I go to God's Word and look at what he says about himself, and then when I'm praising, I use those words, and I find that what it does is it reminds me of who he is.
Yeah.
It's not so much for his sake. He doesn't need that from us.
Right.
You know, he is not waiting for us to worship him, I don't think. I think he can get along just fine without it, but it sort of reminds us in how big, how strong, how powerful, and how, you know, omnipresent he is. And once our perspective changes suddenly, the problems and the griefs and the sorrows don't seem so overwhelming anymore.
Well, there's a very practical, you know, we talk about one thing here. That's a big part of our ministry, doing that next thing, doing, you know, just taking control of this moment. And maybe you've been blindsided, like Karina's story of 6 suicides. Yours could be a different story. But when she talks about praise, taking Scripture, looking at Scripture as you read it and praying it back, that's really what she's saying. That's part of worship, is taking Scripture and praying it back to God and in trust and obedience. I'll tell you, that changes your mind. It's a spiritual thing, but it's also a very practical, psychological thing. It changes your mind, your focus. It can change your attitude, your disposition in the middle of whatever it is that you've been whacked with that you didn't anticipate. It makes a big difference. Yeah.
Hey, That's totally right. Ephesians 5:19, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Right.
And this is so cool, right there, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father.
Good
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, you got it down. You're doing it and experiencing it. You could do a seminar on this one, Karina, because you understand it. You've been through it personally, so...
Yeah,
all right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for your call today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Talking intentional today, when you get blindsided in life.
My husband and I got saved about almost 21 years ago. And from that point on, we raised our 2 sons very intentionally. I mean, we raised them in church. And about 12 years ago, we lost our oldest son in a very tragic accident. He was 15 at the time. Our younger son, right now, he's had some problems, you know, as he was growing up, because he was there when his brother passed away. He's looking at doing some prison time. it's just very disappointing, you know, as parents, to number one, to have lost a child, and, you know, now to see our younger son just making such bad decisions and choices for his life.
You know, we think about blindsided in life, and you hear the stories that could be a parent, like you just heard, with concern for a son or daughter. It could be health, it could be work, finances. I mean, life is full of loss. But the good news is this. We know that God is with us, and we believe that God is with us in good times and bad times. When things are on top of the hill and when things are at the bottom of the valley, we believe that. And so where does intentional living fit into all this? Here's what we also believe. You prepare your heart by living intentionally when you're on top of the hill, because when you're on the bottom of the hill, you've got a pattern of thinking, a pattern of spiritual maturity and growth and discipline and preparation. You're preparing yourself. And so, hey, we'll work with you when you're in the bottom. We'll work with you when you're on the top. But living intentionally makes a big difference. Making a decision every day. I put this little wristband on every day. It says one thing. And not every day, but on most days, I'm thinking rather intentionally when I put it on and saying, Lord, what one thing today? What is it today that'll help me grow? What one thing today will help me grow closer to you? What one thing today will help me to be a better boss, a better husband, a better daddy, a better grandfather, whatever it may be? And then think intentionally about what that one thing is and grow in that area. Growth, preparation, growth, because tough times come. They sure do for all of us. Okay, let's go to Michelle. She's on the line waiting in New Mexico today. Michelle, welcome.
Hi.
Appreciate it. What have you learned about being blindsided in life, Michelle?
Well, that stuff seems to come out of nowhere. Yeah. But yet, in a strange sort of way, God kind of prepares you for what's coming up. Mm-hmm. You just need to be paying attention. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you're just not really prepared for it.
Yeah, what was your story?
Well, my husband passed away a year and a half ago from cancer. We didn't know that he had cancer. And it wasn't until February last year that he collapsed in our living room and nearly bled to death that we discovered later when he was at the hospital that he had a really large tumor. And the cancer was bad. And it just spiraled downhill after that. He just kept getting sicker and sicker, and it had spread to his liver, you know, which had eventually killed him. And 9 months after that, my father is killed in a pedestrian accident. He gets hit by a car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your losses.
My mother was there at the time that it happened, and it just shook her so bad. She has dementia. And her dementia just was made, I believe, was made worse by that.
Wow. Oh, that's understandable. What have you learned through all of these losses, Michelle, in terms of being blindsided and being intentional? What have you learned?
I've learned that God is with us in our lowest moments, at every point in our life, but at our lowest moments when we don't think that he's there. You know, God spoke to my heart one night where he said, I will heal your heart, but it will be slowly. And he was holding his hand, holding him in my heart in his hands. Mm. He said, I am growing perseverance in you through this, that you will be able, to minister to other people.
Wow.
That have gone through loss. Because I remember praying on many days that I was visiting my husband in the hospital. I said, Lord, I don't want to live without him. But if I have to, will you please help me do that?
Hmm. Well, part of what I'm hearing you say, Michelle, is a reminder to all of us, whenever the situation comes that we didn't expect, we've got to make a decision at some point. This is either going to drag us down and bury us, or we're going to choose to rise above it. It is a decision we make. And boy, thinking intentionally, that's a very intentional decision. We either choose to be intentional in our faith and our trust, in getting up and breathing every day, keep moving in the right direction, not giving up, staying focused, being intentional, or we cave in. It's a decision that you make, and it's a decision we all make. And some of us are better equipped, maybe wired differently, to face these things when we get blindsided. But wherever you are, it comes back to making a decision to either you trust or you don't. And one of the reasons we're such a big advocate here of getting into Scripture, reading Scripture, memorizing Scripture, is because I find for myself when things happen that, boy, just catch me off guard, when a passage comes to my mind, when Scripture comes to my mind, that can replace the doubt, the anxiety, the fear, whatever, with something healthier and truth-based. But if you don't have it in there, if you're not intentional putting it in there, it's not available. You don't have to, it's available, but you have to go find it. And so memorizing Scripture, preparing your heart, your emotions, yourself intentionally for the times that you get blindsided in life. All right. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate your call.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You've probably seen the picture of the coffee cup that says, "Don't talk to me until after I've had my first cup of coffee." Yeah. Well, you know, there's another great way to start your day, and that's by getting the Intentional Living e-devotionals in your email. Begin your day by focusing on Him. Go to theintentionallife.com and fill in your email address in the gray box under Get Updates. That's theintentionallife.com. Oh, and it's on the right-hand side. You'll find it right there. We've got more stories for you about being blindsided by life coming up. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Too much busyness, too much shopping, and not enough meaningful family time. I need to reboot Christmas.
Need a little inspiration to help turn your buried Christmas into a merry Christmas? Intentional Living can help when you make your gift to the ministry this month. Just ask for the new gift book, Made to Thrive at Christmas. This beautifully designed book shares scripture and fresh, meaningful traditions, practical holiday ideas, and most importantly, ways to enrich your relationships at Christmas. And your gift to the Intentional Living Center will be used by God to mend broken hearts and transform lives. Ask for the new book, Made to Thrive at Christmas, so you and your family can celebrate a Christ-centered Christmas. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com to make your gift to intentional living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Welcome to Intentional Living Center. When you get blindsided in life, what do you do? Tim says on Facebook, worship. Just lost my job yesterday. Praise God. He's my provision. Melody says, well, what you mean like right now? First, I cry and I get mad. When I'm collected, I head for the prayer closet and my prayer sisters. Beth puts it this way. When blindsided in life, I pray and I breathe. You know what? That's a practical thing, by the way. The prayer, obviously, but breathing. Sometimes we don't breathe. We just, our breath becomes shorter and not so deep. So keep breathing. Amy says, I had right for the Bible, church, and inspiration. Susie says, pray a lot. Mel agrees, pray and pray some more. Fast and pray. Stephen says, stay strong, hold steady, and put my faith in an awesome Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what you all are telling us on Facebook. What do you do when you get blindsided in life?
Black Friday, we get up way too early, fight through crowds for things that honestly just don't matter that much. Well, this year, I'm buying something that will help put my family on a strong spiritual foundation for the new year. I'm going online to buy the Word for Your Life gift pack.
From the Intentional Living Center, the Word for Your Life gift pack includes a 90-day devotional book and the chronological Bible. The gift pack makes a great gift for someone you love or yourself. Each day, important truth from God's Word and the devotional bring everything into focus for your life. And right now, save 34%. Go to theintentionallife.com and order the Word for Your Life gift pack. That's theintentionallife.com.
Amen. You know, and all the proceeds go back to the ministry, and what a great thought for a gift for Christmas. Just a thought today. Eddie's in Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Eddie. Appreciate it. Appreciate your call.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. We're doing well. I know that we all get blindsided. How about you?
Oh, man. I've gone through, about 2 years ago, depression kind of hit me out of nowhere, and we all know that many Americans suffer from that.
Yes.
And one thing that I've done, one thing I've learned is... don't go where you are easily comforted, as far as, you know, some people, you know, turn to eating a lot of food. Some people turn to, you know, entertainment to kind of numb down that thought process. And so, you know, a lot of people get just, you know, they get upset with their state and they feel like they're missing out in life. One thing I've learned since I've been going through, and this is now going on 2 years, but I feel great. The one thing that you can do is every morning, you know, before you grab your phone, grab the Bible, you know, grab the Bible, stay in scripture. After that, get on your knees. And that way you are automatically, you know, filled with God and his word.
Well, listen, that's a very practical approach. I mean, and we see that theme coming around and around, Eddie, when we're wrestling with whatever, in your case, being depressed. And, you know, sometimes I will say to people who get depressed, sometimes, you know, you got to get some help. You got to get medical help and treatment. Sometimes it's not a lack of faith. It's not a matter of not being a strong enough Christian. There's a brain chemistry thing at work. But being very intentional as a Christian to pray, to fill our minds with the truth and doing the next right one thing, and practical things of taking care of yourself, eating right, exercise, so on, is very intentional. Makes a big difference. Okay, thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it. I got time to get Lauren on in Arizona. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. What have you learned about being blindsided in life?
Oh, heavens. Well, when I was in college, I had gone into a town where I had no family, no friends. I was just kind of thrust out in the world and had to make my own way. Had some roommates who didn't really care much about me, and slowly loneliness started to eat away at my testimony of my Savior. Eventually, my self-esteem got so low that I started doubting everything that I'd ever believed in. It got so bad that I started to doubt about, like, goodness, decency, whether or not I was good enough, and got into some addictions that I'm extremely not proud of, and I got myself stuck in a corner. Tried fixing it all by myself, didn't work. I got really, really lost, but then, you know, when I tried fixing it all by myself, of course it didn't work.
Yeah.
I used every single avenue, but except for the one that I should have gone in the first place, and so it got to a point where I threw myself in a corner, and the last person I could reach out to was the Lord, and I was scared to death. I had gotten to a point where I was so afraid he wasn't there that I would drown. But, you know, it was either reach out to him or give up. And so I did. I reached out to him. I started a fast, a 24-hour fast. I was like, Lord, show me that you're there. And so I worked that day not eating anything. I was tempted three times with free food, but I stood my ground, and the Lord answered my prayer. He reached out to me through another sister, and I started my way back to the Lord with the tiniest sliver of faith.
Mm.
But I knew that, you know, that everything that was going on, I knew it was a lie. I've always known that Christ was there. And so with that knowledge, I reached out and slowly, ever so slowly, I crawled and racked and climbed my way out of the pit that I put myself in. And just the hope and the joy of knowing who I am, that I'm his child and that he loves me,
amen,
has slowly pulled me out of that horrible self-esteem slump I had just almost destroyed myself with.
Well, that's encouraging, Lauren.
And I
hear, is that one of yours?
Oh, no. I'm with my sister.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, well, it's a busy place. Lauren, that's your intentional story. You know, when we think about being intentional, you trust God. He's there. He provides. He directs. That's Lauren's intentional living story. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You get in the pit, you trust God. That's a matter of living intentional. I think by the way, Lauren, thank you for your call. I think what Gabby says on Facebook sort of summarizes for all of us what can happen when we get blindsided in life. A divorce that you didn't expect, or maybe that diagnosis of illness that you did not anticipate, or it could be a reversal in your work. Gabby says it. What do you do when you get blindsided? Freak out and then pray and cry. Take a deep breath and pray some more. You know, that's an intentional reality. The fact is, some of us are going to freak out at first when we get blindsided. But ultimately, where are we headed? Where are we going? And that's a matter of being intentional.
The next, the 20s. This is a decade of interdependence, when we're not only independent, but now we're depending, we're going to have an interdependence in connecting with others. And I think the challenge of this decade is to find our purpose. This is the decade I call the end of the beginning. But it's another decade of starts, isn't it? You start college, you start serious relationship, maybe you start a marriage. The average age now is getting older. It's in the latter half of the 20s that couples are getting married now, if they're getting married. Starting a family, starting a job or a career, starting a business. These are all the things that sort of start to unfold in the 20s. The question I ask myself is, can I do this independent of my family?
That's an excerpt from one of the exclusive teachings that I do for members of Intentional Living. Members are those who support the ministry on an ongoing monthly basis. The amount of the support is up to you. We don't set an amount. We suggest a dollar a day, $30 a month. Some do more, some do less, but we thank God for your involvement. We don't want to limit your involvement as a member. It may be that you can start and trust God for $5 a month, if that's where it is. We want you to come and join us. And every month you'll receive a teaching from me to you exclusively for members who support the Ministry of Intentional Living. And this month is part two on the topic of the decades of life. Coming up in December, I talk about how to be intentional about your habits, the power of habits, how habits are formed. And it's a teaching that's very practical, and I wanted to share that with you as we wrap up 2014 to set the tone for this new year. I'm really excited about 2015 teaching. Every month, a brand new teaching for members. I would love to have you be a part of it. Maybe you're making a decision for your life, a New Year's resolution to grow in 2016, to grow personally, to grow spiritually, and we want to be a part of that process. Come and join us. And in your monthly support, you'll automatically start receiving the CDs from me to you from the ministry to say thanks. How do you do that? It's really simple. All you have to do is come to our website, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. When you get there, click on the donate button and just sign in there and what you're going to do and so on, and you'll automatically start receiving from us the teachings every month. By the way, right now when you give, also click the box if you're sharing a gift right this month on the book Made to Thrive at Christmas, and we'll get that to you as well to say thanks. So come and join us. It's going to be a great brand new year coming up. We're going to stand together. Here's what's coming up next time. We're going to be focusing on holiday Christmas spending, and our own Parky Thompson will be joining me. And then in a future program, Roadblocks in Marriage. We're here for you guys. We love you guys. As we get intentional, it'll change your life, and we're here to motivate you to do that, okay? We'll see you next time from the Intentional Living Center.